This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Wu flu, a.k.a. COVID, is an experiment by the government, folks. But that experiment was to see just how much nonsense the government can get you to buy. And most of America fell for it hook, line, and sinker. Welcome, Kevin Jackson, you're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. Many of us saw through the ruse. We sounded the warning bells, and others that were buying into it said, "You're wrong, man. You're spreading misinformation." I dare you, anybody that listens to this program, to go back and listen to what I said a year ago, 2 years ago, and find any flaw in it, any fault in it. I was not 90% correct. I wasn't 95% correct. I was 100% correct with everything that I told you. I told you the government was lying to you about this. There was something uneasy about it. It wasn't a health issue. It was a political issue. I felt it. And when it came through, I said, look, I'm going to reserve judgment, but there's something going on here. And then when they started posting the numbers, and I was looking at the numbers, and I was looking at it across, and I was looking at it in America, and I was looking at it across the world, and I said, wait, these numbers don't jive. See, disease doesn't care what color you are, what sexuality you are. If it kills at 3% in America, it'll kill at 3% in Italy. The numbers didn't jive. I played a clip from Tanzania, which is Tanzania, and they said, we're not dying at these rates. What was interesting, and you don't have to believe me, go look at the death rates in third world nations where they were giving away vaccines. They were giving. These people said, we don't want your vaccines. I talked to you at the time about the group in India. They came there to vaccinate the village, and they chased them out. Even Indian villagers that don't have a fraction of the access to information we have were smart enough to say, we don't want you to give us this death poke. So I was warning people going, look, these guys are feeding you a bunch of hogwash. When you look at these numbers, they are disproportionately off. There cannot be this number of people getting this disease and dying from this disease or dying from it. And in fact, I made this comment. I said many, many more people have gotten this disease than they will tell you. And the reason for that is, the fewer people that got it and the number of people that died, if you could keep that ratio high enough, you could keep a level of fear throughout the nation just going on. And by the way, I caught it. It was the worst flu that I ever had, the worst version of the flu I've ever had, bar none. And it was because I fought it like the flu. Once I took a Z-Pak, it was like it never existed. It was the easiest flu to get rid of I've ever seen. Those are the facts. And different people had different things. Remember when they were telling us, oh, an asymptomatic person can pass this on. Who? On what planet can somebody who's asymptomatic pass something on? If you're asymptomatic, you ain't got it. But we even believe this nonsense. And then what did the WHO later come back? We were wrong. Asymptomatic people cannot pass along the Wu flu. What? Surprise, surprise. A person that didn't have it couldn't pass it? I'm shocked. Folks, government lies to us about everything. This is why Joe Biden was their top pick for the guy to place when they did the coup. Other Democrats, believe it or not, couldn't lie with the ease of Joe Biden. In fact, here's Joe Biden. He's on a talk show, a comedy show. And he's telling you, this is what I used to do. And keep in mind, this is when he was a senator.
Hey, look, everybody tells you just, you know, don't take any chances, because the truth of the matter is I've gotten myself in trouble. And, hell, I might be president now if it weren't for the fact I said I had an uncle who was a coal miner. Turned out I didn't know anybody in coal mines, you know what I mean?
Really?
I tried that crap, you know, about, you know, it didn't work, you know what I mean? But I actually thought it.
You believed it.
I actually believed it. If you know, I'm from Scranton, Pennsylvania. I figured there had to be a coal miner somewhere in the family.
Nothing, huh?
Nothing. With coal, it was an engineer. I mean, the guy, you know, we were Irish, you know, and the Irish, I thought the Welsh and the English owned the deal. And we must have been
stabbed in the dark.
He thought I was stabbed in the dark, and I found out he graduated from Lehigh. I mean, what can I say?
Not as humble as we call.
No.
Welcome back, folks. That was Joe Biden, in his own words, telling you, I lie. I lie about everything. You know, if it makes people feel good, if I think I can get away with it, I lie. And he's stuck. He's an anachronism. He's stuck in a time when you can usually get away with a lie. But here's what's interesting. If you think about it, he didn't get away with any of them. They all came back to bite him until now. Now, he lies with impunity. Nobody said, the left doesn't hold him to task. So what he lied about, you know, being part of the civil rights movement. So what he lied about marching with Mandela, getting arrested with Mandela or whatever else. So what he lies about, you know, his care for people, or he lied about what he did to Tara Reid, or he lied about what not knowing Hunter Biden's, you know, business partners. So what he lied about, I mean, so what? That's just Joe. Yeah. So, Joe Biden is a metaphor for government. They put a guy in place who will lie to your face about the biggest of things or the smallest of things. He'll spin it. There's no such thing as bad news if Joe Biden's involved. So what? It's inflation. It's good for you. So what? It's a recession. Not by my definition. And oh, by the way, you're really feasting during this recession, aren't you? I mean, thank me for this recession. That's how this guy rolls. The contradictions presented by the Biden administration and other World Health Organizations as it relates to COVID and the Wu flu, they're scandalous. In any civilized world, people should be in prison for what these people have done. That's just a fact. People should be in prison. But the left makes stars out of these folks. Fauci was you would think the dude had a blockbuster movie out and he was getting a Grammy because he sings like Tony Bennett. You would think this guy was such an amazing person. And he is Dr. Mengele. That's the way he'll be remembered. Is Dr. Mengele, the guy who got hundreds of thousands of people, if not millions, ultimately killed. I'm not exaggerating this one bit. Got a lot to talk about. The metaphor of wolf food.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Listen up, guys. Are you experiencing any of the following? Fatigue, less drive, poor performance? If so, you may be one of the nearly 30 million men in the U.S. today dealing with ED. But did you know you don't have to pay hundreds for a prescription anymore? And you don't have to deal with the hassle of seeing the doctor or the embarrassment of going to the pharmacy for a certain pill. Now, with one free call, you can find out how Herbal Virility Max can help you feel like a man again. For over a decade, Herbal Virility Max has helped guys just like you put a smile back on their face with improved performance and drive. Call today and ask about our buy one, get one free offer.
Call 800-485-0821. 800-485-0821. 800-485-0821. That's 800-485-0821.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. That's 800-296-1259.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Do you have brain fog or loss of short-term memory? Do you suffer from symptoms of hypothyroidism or adrenal fatigue? Do you have deformative joint disease or candida overgrowth? All of these symptoms are associated with mercury toxicity. Most of the mercury toxicity comes from having had gray or silver-looking dental fillings. It does not matter how old the mercury filling is, it still off-gasses 1,000 times more mercury than the EPA considers safe for human exposure. Just replacing your mercury fillings with non-toxic material is only the first step. Unless you apply an effective detoxification protocol, then your body is still poisoned with mercury for the rest of your life. Green Metal Waste supplies the precursor to making glutathione. Glutathione is the number one mechanism for removing mercury and other toxins from the body. Order Green Metal Waste and get my free report, Mercury Detoxification That Works. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
David, we're standing by for Governor Cuomo's press conference, his daily briefing. How would you contrast Cuomo and President Trump's handling of the crisis?
Truth versus mendacity.
Governor Cuomo out there day after day after day. Everything Trump isn't. Honest, direct, brave.
Real leadership of the kind the President of the United States should have provided.
Governor Cuomo is clearly living in a totally different reality, the actual one, than the President of the United States.
Governor Cuomo has become a national leader.
For a lot of people, Andrew Cuomo has become the leader of the Democratic Party.
He is conveying incredible strength.
You spoke to National Guard troops today in a stirring speech that, if I wasn't listening carefully, I thought you were sending soldiers off to war.
This has been a remarkable show of leadership by Governor Cuomo in recent days. He's providing hope.
but not false hope.
Governor Cuomo, I think, is one of the heroes on the front lines.
With all of this adulation that you're getting for doing your job, are you thinking about running for president?
Andrew Cuomo, who has a daily television show now and has become in some ways the shadow president.
Maybe Trump is just a little bit mad that Governor Cuomo has become a kind of acting president.
Dealing with hardship actually makes you stronger. That's what Governor Cuomo said earlier today. That's what I'm going to go teach my kids right now at home.
Man, leftists are some funny people. God, do you think they won't even walk that back? They won't walk that back. They love that. That is the most amazing mashup of hogwash. By the way, how'd that turn out? Cuomo kills thousands of old people in homes. He gets an Emmy. He gets a fat book deal, etc. Then when they got rid of him, when they decided, okay, let's go ahead and give the Love Gov his walking papers, what happens to him? Does any of this stuff really, I mean, all of it was garbage. Welcome back, folks. This is Kevin Jackson. I keep interrupting myself because I'm shaking my head going, seriously? That was the adulation they threw at this guy at the time. This is a guy now who, you know, couldn't get a job at a dry cleaner. He was lucky to stay out of jail. Now, he and his brother are slowly trying to skulk back into society, but I'm saying they don't have anywhere near the power. You'll never hear anybody talk about the Cuomos like this again. They're done. But boy, it reminds me of Avenatti. Remember all the, oh, you're going to run for president? Now, where's he? He's in prison. Unbelievable, folks. That you get to know. Oh, by the way, let's get the update. Here's what I don't know, one of the World Health Organization says, but they never tested the vaccines. Check this out.
Was the Pfizer COVID vaccine tested on stopping the transmission of the virus before it entered the market? If not, please say it clearly. If yes, are you willing to share the data with this committee? And I really want a straight answer, yes or no, and I'm looking forward to it. Thank you very much.
Regarding the question around did we know about stopping immunization before it entered the market? No. We had to really move at the speed of science to really understand what is taking place in the market.
This is scandalous. Millions of people worldwide felt forced to get vaccinated because of the myth that you do it for others. Now, this turned out to be a cheap lie. This should be exposed.
Turned out to be a cheap lie. That was a European commission that asked Pfizer, were the Pfizer vaccines tested, yes or no? And you know what the answer was? No. And you know what their excuse was? We needed to move at the speed of science. God. How can you do this? Is there any wonder that they gave these people carte blanche and said, you can do whatever you want to these humans, no ramifications, and this is why people are dying, dropping dead like flies, why they created this new thing called SAD, sudden adult death syndrome, aka you got vaccinated, you're a walking time bomb. I hate to say that to some people because I know people got vaccinated voluntarily. Hopefully they didn't get the boosters and their body is cleaning it out. But this is scandalous. And for those of you who got it, I warned you. I said there's nothing tested about this. They haven't looked at this to see, are you really safe with this thing? Like the guy said at the end, he goes, you effectively got people to do something and you forced them. You drove them by fear to do something, by fear and mandate. You won't be able to travel. You won't be able to go places. We're going to take your life away from you. Shameful. Untested. And then you're not supposed to get the Wu flu, right? If you got the vaccine. Oh, wait. No. Only when you get the booster, then you don't get it, right?
Oh, no, no, wait. It's only when you get multiple boosters, right?
Biden has had a rough time recently. He couldn't get climate change action. He couldn't get free community college. He couldn't get tax hikes on the rich. But it turns out there's one thing he could get.
We begin this hour with breaking news from the White House, where President Joe Biden is in isolation after he tested positive for COVID.
The White House press secretary is saying that the president is fully vaccinated. He's been twice boosted. He's experiencing what they say are very mild symptoms at this point. So he will be isolating, but he'll be able to continue in his role. He won't need to turn over any duties, it appears, to the vice president at this point.
Hey, folks, guess you heard this morning I tested positive for COVID. But I've been double vaccinated, double boosted. Symptoms are mild. And I really appreciate your inquiry and your concerns. But I'm doing well. I'm getting a lot of work done. I'm going to continue to get it done. And in the meantime, thanks for your concern. And keep the faith. It's going to be okay.
Okay. First things first. I'm sure all of our thoughts are with President Biden for a speedy recovery. Get well soon, sir. You made it through the Spanish flu. You can make it through this. I know you can do it. So it does look like he's going to be fine, right? He's even got, like, swag in that video. He's like, hey, aha. You probably heard I got COVID. But I get why he's got swag. You know, he's been vaxxed, he's been boosted, he's been double boosted, and he's taking antiviral drugs. And just to be safe, he's sipping some bleach on the side, you know? Yeah, that seems a little ridiculous. So you get COVID, then you're like, I'll try anything. Another reason the president's going to be fine is because, let's be honest, there's not much that COVID can do to him. Yeah, think about it. What's going to happen? The virus is going to get in his body and be like, let's see what I can do here. Time to get some brain fog, some fatigue, some dizzy. Wait. Have I already been here? What's going on?
Welcome back, folks. How many other people were vaccinated that got it? You know this number that they're never going to give you? They're never going to give you how many people were vaccinated, boosted, and died. Died from the disease. I'm not talking about from something else. Try to get that number out of the government. Good luck.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
The stock market has you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not conditioned to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813813.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Bank of America's CEO says consumer spending in the United States hasn't slowed down yet. Speaking to CNBC, Brian Moynihan says a combination of a slowdown economy and higher interest rates would lead people to think a slowdown in spending would come. However, he says it hasn't happened yet. Police in San Francisco are giving an update after an intruder attacked House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's husband.
The suspect has been identified as 42-year-old David DePepe. Mr. Pelosi and Mr. DePepe were transported to a local hospital for treatment.
San Francisco Police Chief William Scott adding the suspect has been charged with attempted murder and other charges. NFL star Tom Brady and supermodel Gisele Bündchen have filed for divorce after 13 years of marriage. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer. 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W, 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
The community that faced the most restrictions on their freedoms in the last year were those who made a choice not to be vaccinated. I don't think I've ever experienced a situation in my lifetime where a person was fired from their job or not allowed to watch their kids play hockey, or not allowed to go visit a loved one in long-term care or hospital, or not allowed to go get on a plane to either go across the country to see family or even travel across the border. So they have been the most discriminated against group that I've ever witnessed in my lifetime. That's a pretty extreme level of discrimination that we have seen. I don't take away any of the discrimination that I've seen in those other groups that you mentioned, but this has been an extraordinary time in the last year in particular, and I want people to know that I find that unacceptable, that we are not going to create a segregated society on the basis of a medical choice.
Welcome back, everybody. That was the Alberta, Canada Premier, the person who actually should be running the country and not Trudeau, making sense of what exactly happened. Those of us who said, you know what, I'm willing to let God handle my body. I don't need medical science for this one. I get Ebola, maybe, you know, I'll go in. I get Wu Flu, I'm good. I think I've had it twice. I know I had it at least once, and then I probably had it milder. Then I got the regular flu, which, by the way, is back. In case you didn't know, it's back. It's in vogue. It'll be at the Paris Fashion Show this year. But, yeah, I got the regular flu, which was no fun, but it lasted a week. But I knew I could tell the difference. I checked my oxygen sats, and I kept saying, can I smell something? I was walking up behind women going, I smell something. What is that in your hair? I didn't do that. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. Scam of Wu Flu. Expired medications. And here's the deal. They are still producing this stuff and throwing it away. Let me put it to you this way. Unrefrigerated seafood has a longer expiration than the death poke vaccines. And I think Fauci and the other Nazis who told us to make billions, not millions, billions of these doses should foot the bill. Let me give you some numbers. Because you're probably wondering, Jackson, what are you talking about? And then I'm going to put some stuff in between just to let you hear some other people talking about Wu Flu and the nonsense of it. This report came from a NTD.com, Switzerland to destroy 9 million doses of expired Moderna COVID-19 vaccine. Switzerland will destroy 9 million doses of Moderna COVID-19 vaccine that have reached their expiration date, with another 5.1 million jabs to meet the same fate by February. Now, I don't remember the date of this particular deal, but it wasn't that long ago. He said this: with this deliberately chosen strategy, it was accepted that too much vaccine would be procured and that some of the procured doses would have to be sold, passed on, or possibly destroyed, said the Swiss cabinet in a statement. So they knew it was going to happen. And now you guys may remember when I brought this up, I don't know, a year ago. I said, why has Joe Biden got these people producing 400 million doses of a vaccine? There's 328 million Americans, give or take, and 71 million of them are children under the age of 17 who you can remove. Then there's a big swath of us who are never going to get it. So for the sake of this discussion, let's just say that we had 250 million people who were going to get the dose. Why do you make 400 million and then you have it ordered down the line? Untested, by the way. Even the PCR tests, which were a joke when we played that Tanzania clip, the guy was saying, the president of Tanzania said, listen, I had goat urine tested or whatever, and some flour, and both of them came back with the PCR test is positive for COVID. You want to know why? Because everything was going to be positive for COVID.
Do you know how many of the 836,000 deaths in the U.S. linked to COVID are from COVID, or how many are with COVID but they had other comorbidities? Do you have that breakdown?
Yes, of course. With Omicron, we're following that very carefully. Our death registry, of course, takes a few weeks to collect. And, of course, Omicron has just been with us for a few weeks, but those data will be forthcoming.
In other words, I don't want to answer your question. I dare you. Go look it up. Go look at CDC now, actual deaths from COVID. Go look at CDC on the number of people who actually had the disease. Herd immunity. Go listen to Rand Paul grill Fauci and say, isn't herd immunity better than getting a vaccine? And Fauci, well, no, we all got to get vaccinated. Then go find the clip of Fauci saying, with the flu, if you got the flu, that is your best defense against the flu. It's a scam, folks. Going back to this article. Since the end of 2020, Switzerland has gotten 31.9 million vaccine doses from Moderna and other suppliers, of which 16.1 million have been administered. Another 3.2 million were passed on to third world countries. You know what they're, when they tell you that, let me tell you what they're telling you. They're saying, our catch-all for our humanitarian efforts are whatever we have left, we eat all we can, and we sell the rest. They're like the bluebell of vaccines. If we can't use it all ourselves, we pass it on to our philanthropic effort, our charitable efforts, to countries that don't even care and aren't going to use it anyway. I already gave you the numbers. Tanzania said, we don't want your stuff. The African countries were like, man, look, why are you fronting? Why are you acting like you're doing us a favor? You've ripped people off. You're in cahoots with these pharmaceutical companies. And look, I don't know. I will tell you this. Follow the money. They said, Switzerland, as of June, had an excess of 38 million doses of several types of COVID-19 vaccines that would expire by the end of 2022. This is an estimate from the Swiss Info News website. Just under 70% of the population has had at least one shot in Switzerland and its tiny neighbor, Liechtenstein. Authorities have reported 4.2 million COVID-19 infections, nearly 13,000 deaths since the start of the scamdemic in 2020. A number of countries, including the United States, have destroyed or discarded COVID-19 vaccines since they were rolled out in late 2020. And that's what this segment is about. What exactly happened to these different, vaccines? They threw them out. They said some pharmaceutical companies have already indicated they're going to raise the cost. Get this. They're going to raise the cost of the vaccines once they are on the commercial market. For instance, Moderna CEO. Now, this is old information because some of these people are now gone. But Stefan Bancel said he expects Medicare reimbursements for the company's vaccine to be $60 in the future, much higher than the $16.50 per dose the federal government initially paid. $16.50 per dose. Now go do the math on how many doses that we created. Then do the math on what we threw away. Here's what I can tell you. Not only did they fudge the numbers on creation and they're throwing them away, they continue to make them and do the same thing. It's rinse and repeat. This is the biggest Ponzi scheme. It is nothing more than a pharmaceutical Ponzi scheme. And you know who's left holding the bag? The American taxpayers. I can tell you, you can bet they're not charging this kind of money in wherever else. In fact, they're giving these doses away to Africans that cost us $16.50 to throw away. And then this guy says they'll be as high as $60 because you have insurance. Now, I'm just going to give you some food for thought. I want you to think about Medicare, Medicaid. I want you to think about the pharmaceutical industry. I want you to think about all these health organizations. Then I want you to think about the government. And you figure out how they're all working together and how a disease that you are not likely to die from, you're going to get it. They can't prevent that. No matter they give you 100% of the people get the shots. Why? Because you're still going to get it even if you get the shot. And they're still giving out these vaccines with the ruse that if you get the shot, it'll be less dangerous. No, if you get the shot, you're more likely to die from something else. I think I've connected enough dots here, right? I'm going to come back and give you a little bit more detail around it. A couple more clips. Keep it in.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. That's 800-296-1259.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world, and that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind in paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
It is my duty and responsibility as a consultant cardiologist and public health campaigner to urgently inform doctors, patients, and members of the public that the COVID mRNA vaccine has likely played a significant role or been a primary cause of unexpected cardiac arrests, heart attacks, strokes, cardiac arrhythmias, and heart failure since 2021 until proven otherwise.
This isn't some fly-by-night Saturday Night Live operation. These guys are actually talking on a hot mic. Listen to this.
What's up, baby? All right, man. What do you got, baby?
They can take out the mask. The base fatality rate's like 0.1 to 0.3, according to
you. Is that right? That's reassuring.
USC.
Everybody here has been vaccinated anyway.
USC and LA County Public Health came up with a study. They found that there were 7,000 cases in California, but they didn't really believe that there were anywhere from 221,000 to 442,000 people who were infected.
Really?
Yeah. So that makes it 0.1 to 0.3. There's a study to get up right there. Yeah, just give it to them.
Not sure if you can follow that, but essentially what these guys are saying is Wu Flu is a scam. They said it puts it right in line with the flu. The guy goes, is there a study on that? He's like, no, but they've got the data now, and they're finding out it was a scam. That was Biden administration people, by the way. And we know what the guy was talking about. Do we need to even wear the mask? He's like, they don't need to wear it. Welcome back, folks. Kevin Jackson's here listening to Total Scam. It bugs me because so many people have fallen for it and still believe it. And it goes to show you how many people remain sheep when it comes to this type of stuff. Now, what we were talking about before were the numbers. The number of doses thrown away. And here's where I started in the previous segment. Switzerland's going to destroy 9 million doses. They've reached their expiration date. Another 5.1 million of vaccine jabs were set to meet their same fate by February, the government announced. And they said it was a deliberately chosen strategy to have too much product. Then I went on to give you these other numbers. Since 2020, Switzerland has gotten 31.1 million vaccine doses from Moderna, of which 16.1 were administered, 3.2 million were passed on to third world countries. Switzerland, as of June, had an excess of 38 million doses that would expire by the end of this year. Then I gave you the price of the vaccines. $16.50 we pay here in America, and Moderna's CEO, former CEO, I don't know if he's still the CEO, but he wanted us to pay up to $60 per dose in the future. Now let's move on. Pharmacies, states, U.S. territories, and federal agencies discarded 82.1 million doses from December of 2020 through mid-May, just over 11% of the doses the federal government distributed. I guarantee you, we haven't even given a fraction of the jabs that they say we have. They say that's an increase from 65 million doses. The CDC told the Associated Press had been wasted as of late February. Wasted. They used that word. Kevin Jackson, so you're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. If this doesn't infuriate you, it should. We're talking billions of dollars here, folks. Two retail pharmacy chains, CVS and Walmart, were responsible for over a quarter of the doses thrown away in the U.S. in that period, in part due to the sheer volume of vaccine they handled. In other words, didn't have to handle. You could have given that job to anybody. Walmart got paid. You can bet Walmart got paid to have that stuff ready to go. Five other pharmacies or dialysis centers, Health Mart, DaVita, Rite Aid, Publix, and Costco, wasted fewer overall doses but a higher share. More than a quarter of the vaccine doses they received, well above the national averages. Two states also discarded more than a quarter of their doses. Oklahoma, which tossed 28% of the nearly 4 million doses it received. Alaska threw away almost 27% of its 1 million doses. This is CDC data. This is not Kevin Jackson telling you this. You can look it up. And I love this part. The overall amount of waste is in line with the WHO estimates for large vaccination campaigns. So in other words, you should always expect to waste billions of dollars on scams perpetrated by governments all around the world. They do go on to say this, but public health experts say that the waste is still alarming at a time when less than half of the fully vaccinated Americans have a booster shot, which is critical to fight newer, more contagious virus strains. Because remember, folks, if you get the shot, you won't get the woo flu. Until you do. It's a tremendous loss to pandemic control, especially in the context of millions of people around the world who haven't been able to get a first dose, said Dr. Sheila Shenoy, an infectious disease expert at Yale School of Medicine. An infectious disease scam artist is what she is. Getting paid millions of dollars to utilize her degree or her supposed, you know, title, her pedigree, in order to peddle snake oil to the world. They go on to rationalize it. Here's what they say. The millions of wasted vaccine doses include some that expired on pharmacy shelves before they could be used. So we got to reorder more, right? Others that were spoiled by the thousands when power went out or when freezers broke. And still others that were tossed at the end of the day when no one wanted the last few doses in an open vial. That's what it was, yeah. You know, just shrinkage, wastage, whatever. I say, unlike most immunizations in the U.S., the coronavirus vaccines come in multi-dose vials, which means all the doses must be used within hours once the vials are open or discarded. Why couldn't they put them in something where they could be reused? Wouldn't that be the natural thing?
Well, Kevin, you know, the cost of the vials, you know, it would be too much cost prohibitive.
So you're going to tell me something, a vial that could be made for pennies on the dollar, and the doses, it costs $16.50, and they want to charge $60, and we can't figure out a way to find a delivery mechanism cheap enough to not have to throw them away?
They say, state health officials and pharmacies says that's been a major contributor to vaccine waste. Some also said the vaccines come in such large minimum orders that they are left with more than they need.
Really? So you can't call them up and say, hey, listen, I mean, what do they think? They're the Costco of pharmaceutical? If I want 70 doses, send me 70 doses. Give me the quantity breaks. You're starting to smell a rat.
I smell a rat. And I know what rats smell. Ooh, you do not want to smell a dead rat.
I was thinking about growing up in the country. One time we came back from a little mini vacation, hit the house, and went, oh, Lord! Dead rat. Anyway, they said this. Some pharmacies, including CVS and Rite Aid, said their priority has been offering the vaccine on demand. If getting a shot into the arm means opening a new vial and wasting the unused dosages, that's a trade-off they're willing to make.
Yeah, because they're not paying for it.
If they were paying for it, and not the government, and not part of this ruse, you better know they'd be watching their dollars. Have you gone into one of these stores, a CVS or a Walgreens or Rite Aid or whatever? Man, everything jacked up. Get this, CVS wasted nearly 11.8 million doses, 13% of the 89.9 million it received. Share of doses discarded is just above the national average. You would think somebody would wake up and go, you know what, let's order maybe 15% less, given that we're throwing most of it away. This is what you would do in the real world. If you were wasting money like this, you couldn't get away with it. Multi-dose vials, they say. Walgreens, one of the nation's largest pharmacy chains, wasted 8.3 million, 10.5% of its nearly almost 80 million doses. They said it was due to no-show appointments, cancellations, and open vials. Whatever.
Put putting an end to identity politics.
And now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.